You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And you're listening to Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with producer Scott Eckersley. Joining me now on the phone, Timothy Muffet, who is the music director at Lansing Symphony Orchestra. Good evening, Timothy. How are you?
I'm great, Cheryl. How are you doing?
This is going to be a fun night tomorrow night at the Wharton Center for folks. Motown is coming to the Wharton Center with the Lansing Symphony Orchestra. I'm looking forward to this.
Well, this is going to be a great concert. Absolutely. We've been looking forward to it as well. It's a wonderful group called Spectrum, and they specialize in singing this great Motown music. We've got the Temptations, James Brown, the Spinners, Four Tops, some of the great, great music from the Motown era.
And you mentioned the group's Spectrum. They've been kind of recreating the sound of the Four Tops and some of these others for a while now, and taking it on the road, this Motown show. How long have you been in rehearsal with the group?
Well, we haven't rehearsed with them yet. We're with them tomorrow. We put it together very quickly. But they've sent me their music a long time ago, and the arrangements look really great. I mean, that's the thing you wonder about, is how's a group like this going to really work with a symphony orchestra? And they've got terrific arrangers working for them who are really taking advantage of the fact that there's an orchestra sitting there, and it's just going to be a terrific evening of great music.
Well, that's the fun part of all of you being such professionals. Everybody does their part, and they come together and make it spectacular. The orchestra is probably having an awful lot of fun with this as well, kind of stepping out and doing things a little bit different.
Absolutely. You know, and today's musician is a really versatile person. I mean, even though we play Brahms and Beethoven for our bread and butter, everybody on that stage is capable of stepping into the OJs when the time is necessary, you know.
that's bringing a visual to me, Timothy. I can't. Did you guys have to learn any dance moves for this?
No, but the guys, the singers have that great choreography all worked out. I've seen videos of them do this show, and it's really great. But there's not a whole lot of choreography for the orchestra, as far as I know.
Unless they bust a move that you're not aware of yet.
Exactly. And maybe that'll show up in rehearsal tomorrow. We'll see.
Yeah, now I'm really curious. One of the great aspects about doing a concert like this of Motown is that it does reach segments that might otherwise, you know, not get to come to see the Lansing Symphony Orchestra. And once you get them, I'm guessing you can hook them.
Well, I'm hoping that, you know, we really do try to have as broad an interface as possible with the community. And Lansing Symphony, we want to be relevant for as many people in the Lansing area as possible. And we recognize that there are many different kinds of music out there, and that people have a lot of broad musical taste. So that's why we try to reach out with a broad musical offering. And certainly the, you know, Motown is also a Michigan hometown brand, and so we're excited about celebrating that too, and just looking forward to sharing this evening with a lot of people.
Are there tickets still available for this concert?
Absolutely. You can go onto our website, lansingsymphony.org, and see about tickets on there, I'm sure.
Very good. I also have a phone number here of 487-5001, so that could be helpful. What other great events do you have coming up for us as I'm hoping we're breaking out of the winter weather and coming into spring? What are some of the upcoming concerts we can look forward to from the Lansing Symphony Orchestra?
Well, after this one, we've got two more great classical programs coming up, one in March and one in May. Both of these are going to be, you know, great orchestral showcases. The final program on the season is a program of Ravel and Gershwin. We're very excited about that program, and that should have a very broad appeal as well. And our program in March is music of Wagner and Haydn and Mendelssohn. And our soloist is actually a young woman who's from East Lansing and has gone on to have a great career as a professional musician. So we're bringing her back. Hometown Kid Makes Great is kind of the theme of that one. And we're looking forward to having Melissa White with us for our program in March.
I was hoping you were going to mention the name. Yeah, things like that are always a great draw, as you said, the Motown theme being Detroit born and bred. So I've got my tickets for tomorrow. I've got a lot of friends coming along with me, so I'm definitely looking forward to it, and we will be in the mood. I appreciate your time so much tonight, Timothy, and can't wait to hear the Lansing Symphony Orchestra tomorrow.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you so very much. We've been speaking with Timothy Muffet, who is music director at the Lansing Symphony Orchestra, talking about the Music of Motown concert tomorrow night at the Wharton Center. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.